You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Sony Pictures Entertainment said on Wednesday it took seriously a market regulator's ban on Zee Entertainment's founder and CEO from holding board positions and will monitor developments that may affect its deal with Zee. This is Sony's first comment since the Securities and Exchange Board of India's one-year ban announced last week against Zee Group chairman Subhash Chandra and CEO Puneet Goenka, saying they had been actively involved in diverting company funds to the group's related entities. Zee and an Indian unit of Japan's Sony Group announced a merger in 2021 to create a $10 billion TV enterprise, with Goenka set to become the merged entity's managing director and CEO, but regulatory approvals are still pending. We take very seriously the SEBI interim order and will continue to monitor developments that may affect the deal, Sony's statement said. The latest ban on Goenka by SEBI has triggered worries about potential further delay to the Sony deal. After Sony's statement, Zee shares paired gains and were trading up 4%. Zee had denied SEBI's allegations. Moving on, foreign portfolio investors continued to buy Indian equities in the new financial year, having purchased shares worth $1.60 billion on a net basis in the first half of June. Data from the National Securities Depository Limited showed on Wednesday. FPIs have added stocks worth $9.33 billion over the last 4 months. The buying power, the Nifty 50, 8% higher between March 1st and June 15th. With the benchmark logging gains in each of the last 4 months, FPIs were net purchasers over the period, largely due to U.S. investment firm CGQ Partners' $1.87 billion investment in four Adani Group companies, stable quarterly earnings and cooling inflation. FPI buying is here to continue after a record outflow from Indian equities in the previous two financial years, said Siddhartha Kemka, head of retail research at Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Switching tracks, Tesla chief executive Elon Musk said Prime Minister Narendra Modi was pushing the car maker to make a significant investment in the country, adding that such an announcement was expected soon. His comments came after meeting with Modi on Tuesday during the Indian leader's state visit to the United States. A source previously told Reuters that Musk would brief Modi on plans to set up a manufacturing base in India. India has strong potential for a sustainable energy future, including solar power, stationary battery packs and electric vehicles, Musk said, adding that he hopes to bring SpaceX's Starlink satellite internet service to India as well. He really cares about India because he's pushing us to make significant investments in India, which is something we intend to do, Musk told reporters after the meeting. I am confident that Tesla will be in India and will do so as soon as humanly possible. Now some economy news. British inflation defied expectations of a slowdown to hold at 8.7% in May, putting yet more pressure on the Bank of England a day before it is predicted to raise interest rates for the 13th time in a row to tame stubborn price growth. Markets increased their bets on further rate rises following Wednesday's official figures, which showed underlying inflation rose to its highest since 1992. The headline figure means British inflation is once again the fastest of any major advanced economy. The numbers are also uncomfortable for Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who has pledged to halve inflation over the course of this year before a probable 2024 election and are likely to increase mortgage costs for millions of homeowners. Economists polled by Reuters had forecast that the annual consumer price inflation rate would drop to 8.4% in May, moving further away from October's 41-year high of 11.1%. And finally, here's what happened on Dalal Street today. Benchmark Sensex stock index hit a record on Wednesday, while the Nifty 50 logged a new closing high amid sustained foreign inflows into Indian equities backed by the country's strong growth prospects. The S&P BSE Sensex hit an all-time high at 63,588.31. before giving up some gains to close at 63,523.15. The Sensex, though up by over 4% so far this year, has still underperformed indexes of countries like Japan, Taiwan, South Korea, Vietnam and Sri Lanka. But Sensex was the first index to hit a record high this year. The blue-chip Nifty index rose 0.21% to 18,856.85, a record close. After an almost 8-month consolidation, the Sensex has hit an all-time high, said Amar Ambani, head of institutional equities at YES Securities. If monsoons do not play spoil sport, 2023 will be a strong year for Indian equities, FPI money should keep flowing into India. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.